Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry and stress and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So you can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we go to the phone lines, I'd like to say a big welcome to to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in on the computer or by phone, perhaps you are listening to the archive shows. We're up to about 115 so far on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. You know, listeners, with this year flying past, as it's already midway through February, can you believe it? It's midway through February. I thought it was just yesterday when I was raising my sparkling apple juice and singing Auld Lang Syne. Does seem unbelievable. How many of you are wondering, with it being midway through February already, how you can best be of service in this new age with so many of the old attitudes and outdated ways of doing things breaking down? You know, if you've been pondering what is your role as to your part as the world shifts more and more into higher consciousness, it's the Posse of Angels and myself can help you find clarity around this question. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at www.angelhealinghouse.com, I've been helping clients transform their lives and view their life with this new found change, and then their realities begin to change. You know, if you'd like to create a different life for yourself in 2014, please do remember that you cannot create a new life with the same old tools that did not work last year. If you do need some new tools and angelically channeled insights and messages on creating your new life, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or have an angel reading. And you can do this by calling me, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. You know, listeners, your new life is waiting for you to step forward and make the first step towards manifesting it into reality. Also, I sent out my January and my February newsletter, channeled newsletters, and if you'd like to receive these angelic insights on topics that can help you live in clarity and peace and joy, please do send me a request with your email address to Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. Just a note here that we are still in Mercury retrograde, and for those who don't know what that's about, the planet of communication, that big old planet of communication, is going backwards. And when it goes backwards, it is said that a lot of times communication goes astray, you know, whether that's computer problems, problems with technical things which have to do with communication, like our iPhones and iPads and our Androids and our phones and our computers and all those kinds of things. So it might be a good time to back up some of your technical instruments and just to be safe. During a time when communication breaks down, do look in your spam section of your inbox, because a lot of things can go astray as communication is off the rails a little bit during a Mercury retrograde. But, you know, Mercury retrograde gets a bad rap. And actually, Mercury retrograde is a great time because it allows us, things slow down and our plans and projects often stop going forward, and we get slowed down in order to revisit, re-edit, and review our lives to see where we could go back and finish off projects, where we could go review our relationship to see if they're clear and honorable and respectful. And we do this in order to get us ready for the forward movement that is always coming on the other end of Mercury going forward. And by the way, Mercury will start to move forward at February 28th, but it's a big old planet, and it doesn't just turn around immediately and go forward on the next day. It takes about 2 weeks or so to get out of that shadow to see that forward movement really coming in for us. So I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel readings. If you are a regular listener, please note that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And today's topic is called Free Will. Happiness is a choice. So let's see what this is all about. You know, when it comes to the topic of free will, I received a letter from a LinkedIn connection this week that highlighted free will not as a good thing, but as a very bad choice by God. Now, this was a very interesting email, and this person wrote to me, and she said, "As a healing practitioner, I run a prayer circle for animals, and it's called Empowering Animal Time. With my great love for animals, my main concern has always been the tremendous, beyond words suffering for animals. I accuse Mother and Father God for having let humans perpetuate this horrifying treatment. In my opinion," says this person, "the free will should have been stopped long ago. Do you agree?" And that email, that letter, was signed by B.L. And my reply was this: "Dear B.L., when we view horrifying acts on our planet, like young girls being married off against their will at tender ages to grown men, when we view pedophile rings abusing children, when we look at the continual degradation and abuse of women as either second-class citizens or by taking away or denying their rights altogether, when we look at the carefully orchestrated wars for money and profit and all the senseless killings through the ages, when we look at innocent children being gunned down in their schools and or being used in many countries to harvest things and be abused in slavery, when we look at things like taking away our freedom to clean water, our freedom to non-GMO foods, the abuse of animals, and so many more things on our planet, it is very difficult to not apportion blame to God for that which has been done because of human's free will. I believe that God did not orchestrate these happenings or anything else that comes from a place other than pure love, peace, unity, and acceptance. Humans did these things, and it was primarily the patriarchal, male-dominated energy that fueled these fires. All of these things are mere symptoms of a much larger, more insidious disease underneath the surface. All of these things, these are all signs in the human spirit of a deficiency and lack of love, unity, forgiveness, and acceptance. As many of us have shifted from the Piscean age to the age of Aquarius, both men and women are bringing back the divine feminine energy to the planet, and things are shifting, and a great change is swirling all around us. Well, maybe not as fast as many would like it to happen, but the Posse of Angels and I can assure you that attitudes and old ways of thinking are changing. You know, I've counseled many clients and students that anger, hatred, blame, and rage will only feed more anger, hatred, blame, and rage. Because of free will, whether there were abused animals or abused children or abused women or abused soldiers dying in manufactured wars, I know it's hard to believe, but they chose on a soul level to do this, to bring to people's attention the lack of love, judgment, and disharmony on our planet. Their souls have chosen to endure this pain to highlight and contrast just how far we've strayed from our divine, eternal natures, and how far we've strayed from acceptance, unity, and love, and treating one another with kindness, compassion, honor, and respect. I choose to send love and forgiveness and energetically soften hearts on the planet for others to shift this energy of blaming God or blaming free will or blaming anything else to visualize a world of love, harmony, and peace. And while we may be staring intently on one particular area of injustice on the planet, make no mistake about it, the world is softening as the divine feminine energy is returning and our beautiful planet is slowly but surely ascending back to a planet of love once again. It may not be happening as quickly as we of the light would wish it to happen, but the kindness, the compassion, and deep concern for others is growing, and that is where I choose to put my focus and attention on. I send you lots of love and angel blessings, BL, and I signed it, Candy. You know, listeners, this whole question of our having free will got me thinking of how much of a blessing and gift we all have been given by God with free will. True, we even have the free choice to see free will as a destructive force in our world. In this way, I guess the question of free will can be either seen as a glass that is half full or a glass that is half empty. But it's only through free will that we have the unlimited potential to take full responsibility to create our lives and create a loving world if we choose. Now, with this in mind, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that so much of the ills of the world is perpetuated by blaming something external for the diseases on our planet and fueling it with blame, anger, rage, and hatred, rather than taking responsibility and choosing to affect our own lives with love, forgiveness, non-judgment, and peace to all. For the Posse of Angels are chiming in now, and they are saying, in any given moment, wherever we are, we can affect our world beyond any measure if we just choose those things to put our attention on love, forgiveness, non-judgment, and peace. For that energy affects us, which affects everything around us, which touches every other energy in the world as we are one consciousness. The Posse of Angels is reminding many of us that when we return to our real home in spirit, we will really see very clearly blessing of our having free will. You know, the Posse of Angels have witnessed the often jarring realization of souls when they cross over and review their lives, how they gave their power away by using their free will to blame, to find fault in others, and keep themselves in victim mode by replaying anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, and resentment. In fact, the Posse of Angels wishes to take you across the veil and show you the clarity that most souls experience upon reuniting with their pure God essence. Now, firstly, many souls realize that they did not use their free will to honor and truly respect their heartfelt wishes as they allowed others to disempower them. This was done by allowing others to take control of their lives, and the soul sublimated and usurped what they desired to do. They can clearly see that many of their dreams were not realized and left unfulfilled, and they regretted not listening to their intuition, to their hearts, instead of listening to others. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us to use our free will to honor our dreams and take action towards them. And this is no matter what anyone else says. By striving to achieve our heartfelt dreams, it positively sets off energies within us that makes us joyful. It makes us excited and happy. Now, the next point that the Posse of Angels wishes to direct our attention in regard to free will is that they are sharing with us that many souls who cross over have regrets that they chose to use their free will to work too hard and thus did not live a balanced life. Because they chose to use much of their free will on self-imposed pressures to achieve or on fulfilling family or societal expectations as to their material or monetary worth, many missed out on their children's lives, seeing their children grow up and experience the wondrous things of their childhood. Many distanced themselves from the intimacy of a cherished partner, a companion, a wife or a husband, and many did not enjoy their lives or allow themselves time to enjoy a creative pursuit or a hobby that would have given them much joy in their lives. Now, from a higher perspective, they began to see that the simple things in life are the most important. Time spent with loved ones, attention to one's health, peace of mind, finding one's creative joy, these are all ways to have a quality life which is more balanced. By allowing more nurturing time in your life, you allow the universe to bring you more nurturing opportunities and ones that will feed and nourish your soul. When it comes to free will, the Posse of Angels is saying that so many souls are in a state of amazement when they cross over and realize just how much power they had with their free will, and they simply did not use it because they did not have the courage to express their feelings. You know, when reviewing their life in their life's review, which everyone has, by the way, many souls could not believe how often they suppressed their feelings, peace with others, and not rock the boat. In their life's review, they can clearly see that by not using their free will to speak up, they stop themselves from living their lives authentically, honestly, and truthfully as to who they are. As such, this knowledge of stifling their expression led to negativity, heavy feelings of resentment, bitterness, and regret, which often manifested as illnesses in their physical bodies. The Posse of Angels is encouraging us to use our free will to speak up for ourselves and reminding us that we cannot control others. Although people may not initially like that you're speaking up, especially if you've not spoken up for yourself or spoken your mind honestly before, it will quickly become apparent and allow the connection to be brought more in alignment with a healthy, respectful relationship. Now, as a result of you speaking up, either two things will happen. Those people who are now communing openly and honestly will either respect you for you having your honest voice, or they will bow out of your lives because that's their free will and free choice as well. But you know what, listeners? Either way, it will be for your highest good and the greatest good of all concerned because it's built on the foundation of truth. Before we speak more about our free will from a higher perspective, let's take some of your phone calls. 720, hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy, this is Ibitar. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you, lovely Ibitar?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Good. What do you think of this free will topic we're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's extraordinary because, you know, I've shifted in my thinking as well in reference to, you know, having judgment on good and bad because, and the reason why I shifted my thinking in regards to that is because, you know, we don't know if we call something bad, oh, you know, that was horrible, that's terrible, you know, that whatever happened. But if it's some benefit, you know, we don't know the benefit that someone else may derive in a situation that may be a hardship. So it's not left up to me or I don't think anyone else to judge and say that it was horrible or whatever because we don't know the underlying lesson or the underlying reasoning to why these things happen. So, I think free will is so important, and it has helped me to really shift in reference to my family, because some of my family members, you know, have, you know, gone down paths that I didn't necessarily agree with. But, you know, I had to pull back and say, well, you know, this is their choice. This is what they choose, and be at peace with that.
Yeah, we each have the absolute gift and the absolute blessing of having our own individual journey in this human incarnation, and the thing that separates us is our choices. And when you look at another person and you say, "Well, you know, you shouldn't be making that choice," but we have no idea what that choice is going to lead them. And quite frankly, if it leads them to contrast in their life, contrast is our best teacher. We only know what we do want when we make those steps forward. We don't listen to our intuition a lot of times. We use our free will to not honor ourselves, and then we see what that brings us. And then, you know, whether it's the next one time or the next thousand times before we learn the lesson, then we utilize our free will to bring ourselves either back on the path, or of a life of ease and grace and flow, or a life that is one of struggle and one of pain and hardship. But as you said, there is no good or bad or right or wrong within free will. So I thought it was a very interesting letter from somebody who is so heartfelt and aligned with animals, and you can see that, you know, the pain that she writes about, the suffering of animals. But animals are one of our most extraordinary teachers on this planet, because they have nothing to learn. They are pure love, and they so often come back to help us learn our lessons of compassion, of just unconditional love, and just, you know, sort of trust and faith and all of those beautiful divine attributes. So, you know, that's one thing that we can garner from this person's letter. And I just thought it was interesting, as seeing free will as a bad thing, which I had never entertained that before, that free will could possibly be seen as a bad thing. But again, that's another person's perspective, you know, and we all have the free will and the free choice to use our inner and our outer vision for our own perspective on life.
Speaking of animals, I've had in the last probably 2 weeks or less, we were driving, I was going to school one day or coming back, and then there was a hawk. My son said, "Mom, look at that hawk. You know, it's a big hawk that's flying over." And then just a day or two ago, there was a bald eagle that flew over.
Oh, my God. Do you know the symbolism of both hawk and eagle?
Well, I know I'm connected to both, but no, I don't really know the exact symbolism.
Oh, well, eagle is a totem, an animal totem of spirit, of letting your great spirit inside of you soar. A lot of times if you see eagle, it's reminding you to take heart and gather courage, for the universe is presenting you with opportunities to soar above the mundane. And I've said this to you before. I've said this to you before, Ivatar. You are not better than anybody else, but you are an extraordinary metaphysical teacher. And the ego is sent to you because the great spirit inside of you wants you to recognize this, and that the opportunity may come in the form of spiritual tests to you, but certainly it's going to help you step forward and be more courageous, of walking in your truth, majestically walking in your truth of the spiritual teacher. And it also is telling you that you are covered by the great spirit in the sky, and to strengthen your faith in yourself. So and also the freedom. A hawk is actually more than eagle. Hawk is a messenger. Hawk is akin. It's funny that Mercury is going retrograde now, but a hawk is akin to Mercury, the messenger of the gods. So it's saying to watch your dream, really watch your intuition, be like a detective, and now see the magic and the clues that the universe is sending you. It's saying that it's signaling you that a message is coming to you, like an omen. It's a message from spirit on how you're going to signal like a change in your life or something that you've been hoping for. So I don't know if you resonate with anything that the Posse of Angels are saying.
Yeah, I do resonate, and the bald eagle is one of my totems, animals, and
yeah,
I ride
also,
it.
Yeah, they're also
I
saying that.
Go ahead, Candy.
Yeah, I was going to say they're also saying that there is an opportunity that's coming your way, and they're saying that make sure that you check in with your intuition. But they're saying that you wouldn't draw this opportunity to yourself unless it was something that was advantageous for you. And they're saying grab this opportunity that's coming your way. It's saying that you have, they're showing me that, they're saying that you have proven yourself in so many ways as that metaphysician or as that spiritual teacher, that this next step for you is going to be a very important opportunity and for you to grab it. So, and like hawk and eagle, they have great powers of observation, and they're saying you have these gifts as well, because you're so clear inside, you see life like through a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I do.
And they're saying, you know, you don't let any details slip by you unnoticed.
So this opportunity, is it have to do with property, or does it have to do with business or career, or
okay,
I'll just know when it comes?
Okay, let me ask them. Does it have to do with the guitar's career? They're saying it has to do with career. But there may be more than one thing. Does it have to do with relationships? No, because, you know, you have it's just a funny way that they're putting this, but they're saying you've settled old scores and you've really put whatever needed to be looked at and revisited, and, you have a very peaceful heart and very loving and forgiving when it's come to your relationship. So it's not relationship, but is it in the area where you're going to be living? No, they said mainly it's in career. That's where it is. And you'll know. Very quickly when it comes to you. Also, if they're saying that it might be something that you hadn't considered before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, utilizing your gifts and your talents in a different way, and just because you hadn't thought about this before, doesn't mean that it's wrong to step forward. Again, there's no right or wrong, but it will be something that's a little different, and it will serve you very well. They're also saying as we step forward into March, once Mercury does start to get out of its shadow and starts to move forward, we will be bringing to us more opportunities and more connections in order for us to advance forward. And the degree as to how much forward movement we'll have is the degree of how much you've signed on to thrust yourself out in the public eye. Are you ready to be thrust in the public eye, Avatar?
Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, you are such a shining light. I feel that. And the thing is, a lot of light workers would like to be thrust out and have that recognition and have that fame. But the truth is that many light workers are still fearful. They're still fearful about stepping forward because, all right, you look at somebody like Oprah. Okay, let's take Oprah for instance. She's been doing this for a long time, and she's been honest and open and authentic about who she is and about expressing who she is. She has had her fair share of naysayers and people that have wished her ill and, you know, posted awful things on I'm saying, you know, she's had her you know, fan clubs as well. But there have been others. When you step out into the public eye and you put yourself forward with what you know to be true and what you do, then you do open yourself up to all people coming in.
And this scares
a lot of light workers, especially. We are so loving and we're so compassionate and we're so nurturing and nourishing, and we think, oh, you know, well, you know, why would somebody badmouth me, or why would somebody say that, or, you know, and we crumble and then we go and hide and we shake like little leaves. And I'm not making fun of that. But what I'm saying is, be careful what you ask for, because along with bringing this message of peace and harmony and unity and unconditional love for the planet, it's going to challenge a lot of people, and it's going to cause them to have their voice and have their say.
Which they're entitled to.
And that's their free will, and that's their free choice.
Yeah. And I've been forewarned about that, so I'm prepared.
And, you know, the only thing that we can do is not allow it to affect what we say, how we say it, and to be as loving as we can with the message, but you know, be as authentic and honest and truthful as we possibly can. And in that way, Avatar, I mean, it's an exciting time that we're stepping forward to, and where a lot of us are going. But it also can be a little apprehensive, you know, in thinking what could happen as a result of that. So anyway, all we need to do is stay in the present moment and know that we're more guided, loved, cherished, and protected than we could possibly ever imagine. And I like the expression that, you know, if God has brought you to it, then you can go through it. You know, because God doesn't give us anything that we can't deal with.
Right. That's so beautiful.
I'm shuffling the cards for you, and did you have a question in particular, Avatar?
No, not really. The question I had about the eagle and the hawk, seems as though, too, the horses are so predominant. They're so predominant.
Really? You're seeing a lot of signs around horses. My husband is a fire horse in Chinese. He was born in 1966. And a horse is quite an extraordinary totem to see over and over and over again. It's one of strength. It's one of power. That's what it is. It's one of power.
Mm-hmm.
And all civilizations and all cultures that harness the horse were able to better themselves and to move forward and beyond those who did not have that horse power. It's that true wisdom inside of you and remembering your journey as a whole,
not just pieces of it, but to ride along your pathway with dignity. And they're really stressing the word integrity and dignity when it comes to you. Because
integrity
Integrity and dignity, compassion, and your ability to impart wisdom to people. And you know what they're saying with your power that you have inside of you, Ivatar? They're saying that a lot of the times you might get caught up in what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. When this is the providence of God and the angels, but the message they want to give to you is it almost doesn't matter what you say because it's power and the intention of integrity and dignity and love and acceptance and unity that is going to be transferred to others.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get so caught up in saying, oh, you know, I'm stepping forward and I don't know how this is going to all play out. Don't put your emphasis on that because they're saying that 95% of life is about just showing up and they're saying you will be given what you need to speak about. But it's your power, that force's power behind the words that's going to be of greatest intention, and it's going to be of greatest energy that's going to be picked up by people who listen to you. So I'm just pulling three cards now and seeing what comes up. Okay, Three of Wands comes up to you, lovely lady, and the Three of Wands is your ship's coming in. They're coming in, and they want you to know that they're already docked in the safe harbor of with the divine, and they're just ready, waiting for that divine timing to manifest in your life. So they're there already for you.
When you say, I didn't hear the first part, Candy. Who's coming in?
Oh, your ships are coming in. Ships, as far as your career goes and, you know, your material wealth or your monetary wealth or, you know, those comforts or things like that. They're already there, and so that's a pretty great card to get first up. The next one, I'm not surprised this one has come in for you, lovely lady. It's the High Priestess. It's the spiritual metaphysician, spiritual teacher, the mentor inside of yourself, coming to the fore, and people recognizing this within you. You're going to go on to touch many lives, dear one, and make a difference just by being your extraordinary self. And the next, another major arcana card, is the Wheel of Fortune. Fortune is turning in your favor. Fortune, and it's like they're showing me. You know what they're showing me, Imitar? They're showing me fairy dust. They're showing me fairy dust. Fairy dust all around you. I don't know if you ever, I know you have a connection with the angels, but I don't know if you ever have a lot to do with the fairies.
Well, I didn't know it until now, and this place, this new place that I moved in, it, you know, I was told that they're everywhere here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're saying that this new place is affording you a lot of connection with the fairies. And they want you to actively go out, sit in the garden, and call upon the fairies for their magic and their, you know, they have a very different energy from angels. They just do. Mm-hmm. And it's very enchanting. It's very magical. And they're saying that, you know, whisper your dreams and your desires and your intentions to the fairies and they will light their magic and light that path for you. So, I usually only pull three cards, but the posse of angels are asking me to pull one more, and we have the Ten of Pentacles. You got two, so the tens boil down to a one number, and this is very brand new beginnings coming in for you. The Ten of Pentacles is also about family, and here they're telling me that, yes, you're going to be drawing monetary wealth to yourself, but also that you're going to be drawing a very new spiritual family to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People that are going to be coming in and helping you on this wonderful journey that you're going to be opening up for yourself to be that high priestess, to be that spiritual teacher. So it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. As always, you're such a beautiful light. So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you go out and have an absolutely blessed day. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much, Ibitar. And there were so many things that were brought up in the conversation with Ibitar, myself, and the Posse of Angels about our free will and how we step forward and how we utilize that and to create a beautiful life for ourselves. So before that call, we were speaking to, for those that would like to call into the show, there's still time available to take some of your phone calls. That free, that number to call in for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. I had a few callers drop out from the switchboard. If you'd like to, please call in again to get your free angel advice, and hopefully you will make your way back on there, and I hope it's not Mercury retrograde gremlins that are that are causing that. Oh, I just saw another person pop up. 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Sandy. Hi, it's Helena. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Helena. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. I was calling because wondering if there's a message for me, anything I need to know right now. Everything is, I guess, in a lot of our lives is so crazy and changing and different, and just wondering if there's something going on. There's a lot shaking around by me.
boy, you, me, and the doorpost. I mean, everybody, even forget about Mercury retrograde. Even if you don't buy, into Mercury retrograde, there are so many. This full moon has brought in things from our past that are making us weepy. They're making us emotional, you know. And you know, it's not that we're not grateful. It's not that we're not appreciative. It's not that we're not being in the present moment. They are. It's just dredging up. And I heard from a spiritual friend of mine, a teacher, she said, you know, Candy, she said, maybe what we're picking up is not our stuff. I know as a collective we all have stuff. But she said, with this energy of people really having to revisit the sludge in their life, it's like dredging up the sludge on the bottom of an ocean. And that's what they have to deal with. And
yeah,
Go on, sweetheart.
Oh, no, I had a laugh with the drudge, I mean, or in the dredge. I'm like years and years of clutter in my apartment, and I'm starting to move it. It's like, I mean, that's on one level, but there's so many other levels it's happening on.
You know, all you want to do is get, like, you know, one of those forklifters or cranes to come into your apartment, scoop it up, and just shove it out the window. It's like, get rid of this, you know. And the funny thing about it, when we're clear and we start to then look at the sludge in our lives, you know, whether that's cluttered closets or it could be cluttered relationships that we're hanging on to that are disrespectful, or eating habits that are not honoring to us, or not exercising. When I put my hand up, you know, in a lot of areas, then we say to ourselves, why did I let it get to this point? Why didn't I just clean all this crud out years ago? But you know, we each have to get to that stage where we clear the sludge in our lives. So this friend of mine, succinctly gave me the message, you know, that when people are shifting on the planet and they have to look at their sludge, we are picking that up, that vibration. So the main thing that we can do and could help us, Helena, is if we send out regularly that green healing light, that pink unconditional love, that forgiveness, that just holding them in that space so that we hold that space of love for them to deal with the sludge, acknowledge it, take responsibility, and to get beyond it.
Okay.
So that's really important. Let's go to the cards and see what we've got there. All right, the Ten of Wands comes up. The Ten of Wands is a card of burden. This guy is carrying so much burden on his back that he's stooped over as he's climbing these steps. But the good part about this card is it's a one card. And it's saying that when you view and deal with this clutter, it will actually free up space in your reality, in your environment, to bring in the new.
I'm getting a sense, too, that it might be the present job I have, which I had spoken to you about, and you did say get out, and now I'm starting to work and, you know, think more and move more on that.
Yeah, well, you know what? You will not be in that job 1 second less or 1 second more than you're divinely meant to be there. There's no, you know, right or wrong time to move, but, you know, a lot of times when the posse of angels will tell somebody to move on, Helena, you know, because they're looking it through very divine eyes, they can see it very clearly. But the person gets that information, and they may not act upon it or feel comfortable doing it till another 8 months down the road, because we're each along on our spiritual path, and it will come when it's divinely ready. So yes, I do believe that if, with the intent of thank you, God, for this most extraordinary job that I have, and I work with like-minded people, I get remunerated for a wonderful job and my gifts and blessings and talents, and thank you. And I let go of the how and the when of that happening, and all I do is have to keep my eyes open for the signs. I do believe that will help enormously, but they're saying, attend to the clutter, and that will open up those possibilities of that happening.
Okay,
the Seven of Pentacles comes in. The Seven in this position is saying that, you know, up until now, you really have put all your ducks in a row. You do have your ducks in a row. I mean, it's the only thing that needed to change for you is your faith in yourself.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and that you could manifest an amazing job for you to step into. And they're saying that there has been a definite change inside of you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be attending to the clutter. And then the next one is the Strength card, which is the card of forward movement, of you garnering more strength and belief in yourself, trust and faith that, you know, this is not the job you're holding now is not the last job in the world. And if it was, I would tell you to hang on to it. But it's like, okay, this is past its use by date, and now I'm ready to step forward.
Okay.
And that feels really good. And it's going to bring in more harmony, more joy, and balance and peace in your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
It says, may I ask you something else, or do you need to move
sure.
on?
No,
okay.
Sure.
These jobs, like, are the kind of substance jobs, you know, because it's not my creative work, although this job now has been so demanding that I haven't attended to my creative work or very little. So I'm just wondering within the reading or just even to ask you, how do you see my creative work going, you know, once I make the room and time for it?
Okay, all you need to do is say thank you for my extraordinary job that is reflective of my gifts and my talents and my abilities. Don't worry about the how, because a lot of times when we worry about the how, Helena, we actually have such a limited view of what we can do that we cut ourselves off with amazing possibilities. So they said, don't get caught up in that. And true magic can happen in our life with limitless possibilities then. So I hope that's been helpful.
It has. True magic. Way to go. Thank you.
Okay. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller, Justin English, 888. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. Who am I? Hello, Justin?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
I would just, if they were, I've just been curious about, like, what's going on with me. I believe I've had a spiritual awakening, and so I'm just very confused about things.
Okay.
And I was going to see if maybe they could help me. I've been finding little white feathers in random places.
Like, seriously, I'm in the doctor's
office, and there's a little white feather on my jacket, and it's like, where in the world does that come
from? The white feathers are a sign, Justin, that the angels are around you, and that they want you to utilize them more in your life. Ask them. Don't plead. Don't beg. Don't cry. Ask them for more signs on how you should step forward with your spirituality. You know, and stay in the present moment. Don't put any emphasis on worry, stress, control, because that'll put you in the future. Don't keep replaying anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret. That'll keep you reacting to the past. Just stay in the present moment. Keep asking your angels for signs on how to step forward in your spirituality, and they'll show you. And when you get a good feeling about what you're presented with, either you hear somebody's name or a meditation group or a spiritual fair or something, if it gives you a good feeling, step forward.
Okay.
Do not step forward in anything that does not give you a good feeling. And I would absolutely love you to book a session with me, because if you're experiencing your first spiritual awakening, I have helped so many people over the last 10 years, sort of on this very new path of theirs. So you can always go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com,
I feel like I'm losing my mind or something.
What you're doing is you're not losing your mind, but you're shifting your perception as to how you're looking the world. So you can also send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. So if you have a pen there, you can write down the number.
Okay.
It's 831-277-3716. Again, that number for myself is 831-277-3716. And I would love to hear from you.
Okay. I just called it and saved it on my phone.
Okay, wonderful. I so look forward to speaking with you soon, Justin, and giving you more information on how you can open up to this amazing spiritual journey you're on.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, God bless you, and hear from you soon. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. That just about wraps up our program for today. Thank you to all the callers and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or the iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting, enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. I can't wait to speak with you again next week. That caller who's holding on the line, 330, it's your lucky day, because I will call you offline to give you a free reading. Lots of love and angel blessings, everyone. Take care. Bye.